bot door AI.
This is the issue that concerns me most here, and is not answered by answering the first two questions. There are three questions of movement that can be distinguished, and they all require theory, and they are all very hard. There is indeed the real question of how motion comes to be motion, and it seems that we have little to say about this. How matter gives rise to motion is a puzzle that has yet to be solved. So is the question of how it gives rise only to those motions, rather than those others. God has a lot more going on with creating motion than he does just creating objects with static properties. Because then they are susceptible to the force of gravity, which means that they are predisposed to moving that way. There is no reason, independent of the customs of the for expecting some particular movement on collision, given the knowledge of objects' known properties, or indeed, for any movement at all. In its essence, friction is defined as a drag exerted on the movement of two bodies sliding against one another. Friction is involved in a number of different processes at varying length scales, such as the movement of joints, writing on the board, and the appearance of earthquakes. This gives shorter lengths and a somewhat higher frequency to movements in a V-plane compared with movements perpendicular to a V-plane. If you begin a pendulum with a plane-driven motion, whether it is in or out of the plane of a V, you are triggering just one of the modes, and the motion stays in its plane. If you start off with a circular motion, then you excite both modes at the same amplitude, but there is a 90-degree phase change between the two initially. Because of a mysterious magnetic moment, muons have a small extra swing to their spin-spin. Recording how many electrons they detected over time, along with the energies, would tell researchers how much the muon spins were rotating. Spectroscopy experiments from the 1920s revealed the electron has an internal spin and a magnetic moment. It seems as though the same conspiracy of particles affecting electron G2 is also responsible for the anomalous magnetic moment of muons. The mysterious magnetic moment all rotating, charged objects, including the muons and their more famous particle siblings, the electrons, the muons produce magnetic fields that are theirs to spin. The strange magnetic moment represents the simultaneous, unified influence of all the possible effects of these temporal quantum conspirators upon the electron. The theoretical models that describe those virtual interactions have been fairly successful at characterizing electron magnetism. In the new experiment, the muon G2, a bunch of muons, all of whose spins are pointed the same way, are fired at a kind of accelerator called the storage ring. The onset of plate tectonics, as it is known today, is yet another puzzle that remains to be solved within the framework of uniformitarian geology. Active, modern-style plate tectonics is the most plausible explanation of this data, researchers said. Some even suggested massive meteorites or a big plume of mantle rock might have started the plate's movement, but there is little physical evidence supporting either. Recently, there has been a different effort at solving this puzzle. It was a great frustration for various researchers studying the same circuit with five cells, to get wildly different results. When it comes to a single brain circuit, consisting of only five cells connected together, which helps fruit flies, the visual system, of the fruit fly, the Drosophila, to detect movement, scientists have been arguing for years over just how well it works. The neurons used by the fruit fly's vision in detecting motion were identified around 15 years ago, but it was not clear how they worked together. We spoke about this work with Rudy Benia, along with PhD students Jessica Cohn and Jacob Ports, the first authors on this new research, and members of Dr. Benia's lab. For more on the exhibit and related programs, please visit LouisianaStateMuseum.org. These objects are loaned from collections of Musée du Quai Branly Jacques Chirac, Paris, and the University of Southern Louisiana in New Orleans. The books themselves, embroidered on linen, are records of serendipitous events, usually drawn from readings or trivial events. There is a looming narrative to all, even, as Hicks addresses in her writing, the seemingly meaningless wheel-spinning of mental activity that is a part of everyday life. Body in motion works well enough if it stays within the boundaries of its genre, refraining from straying into farce or criticism. In It Is Mean, It Is Green, It Is Mystery Machine, The van comes to life and leads a group of kids on a quest to find its previous owners, the Mystery Boys. Mystery in Motion celebrates the ways that black-masked Indians, bone skeleton bands, baby dolls, and the traditional parade crews of Ocean and Nefertiti combine spiritual themes from diverse sources to create deeply meaningful Mardi Gras masks, costumes, and rituals grounded in a shared experience. General Relativity tells us how an object will move in space as it moves, but is silent about why things move, what causes movement. Within the completely static universe lies the Sun and the solar system, which are like ours, except that nothing is moving, either in relative terms or absolute terms. This is all for today, friends. My name is Randy, and this was episode 1649 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.